Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Set the story, if you would. Now, David is ousted by his own son. His own son is defying him and humiliating him in ways we can't even barely talk about on the air. But tell us that story, and then what comes next.
Well, here you have your own son staging a coup that literally resulted in the death of over 10,000 people.
Unfathomable.
Okay, now think about that. Now, your own son stages a coup. 10,000 of your friends are dying because of this coup. And now he's running into the wilderness, didn't even have time to grab shoes. So he's running through the rocks, trying to save his own life with unspeakable horrors happening to his friends. Okay, so he's in the middle of the worst day of his life. And as if it couldn't get any worse, then all of a sudden, this dude named Shimei, who was a descendant of Saul, comes out and starts whipping rocks at David and his men. I mean, this was on your worst day ever, then there's always somebody to make it worse. You know what I'm saying? You're having a bad day,
then
somebody cuts you off.
They have the gift of discouragement.
Yes. It's funny how those people can always come along, and I'm sure the devil plans that for many of us, just to break us. You know what I'm saying? I think we've all had those days. Well, David is having the worst day of his life. Then Shimei comes along, starts whipping rocks at David. And of course, if I was having my worst day ever, I wouldn't tolerate that. David happened to be with one of his best commanders who came up to him and said, "Should I take this guy out for you, David? I mean, you know, this is a special forces guy who can just, he's whipping rocks at us. I can just take care of business right here and now." Now, if I was David, just being totally honest, I would have said, "Yep, make
the
it so, Abishai. Yep, take care of it and bring me back a Starbucks. This is a really bad day. I need a Frappuccino."
Extra whip.
Yeah. And you know what was stunning is David said the craziest thing. He actually, and this is, he said in 2 Samuel 16, verse 11, he said, "Leave Shimei alone, because it may be that the Lord will look upon my misery and restore his covenant blessing instead of his curse today." In other words, what he was saying was, hey, listen, I'm going to trust justice to the Lord and just let God take care of it. And maybe this is the opportunity where God is going to, God will turn around and take care of it. And that's exactly what he eventually did with Shimei. Now, but when I read that, I was like, whoa. You would have been completely within your rights to take care of Shimei. You would have been completely within your rights to, like, nobody would have blamed you. And yet he didn't do what was justifiable, only what was promotable.
Wow,
and I think that is a profound distinction. There's a lot of things that we could say to our coworkers or that we could respond to people who've hurt us. There's people will say mean things to me on social media, and there's a lot of times where I want to use my articulation gift back at them. And I always have to stop myself and say, "Peter, don't do what's justifiable, do what's promotable."
Very good. Yeah.
Because in the end, if I do what's promotable, God will defend me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even have to soil my hands or worry.
So
I can just be innocent. I can really be a child of God again. And that's how God wants me to live, is completely innocent, not worrying about whatever other people are doing. And everybody's got that person who we have this tendency to want to play the victimization game. Like that, if only this person would do this. Well, God doesn't want us to live with any if-onlys when it comes to any individuals, because God is more powerful than anyone or anything that could stand in our ways. And that's one of the things that made David one of the most promotable people in church history.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.